The next head coach on the teleconference will be Penn State's Patrick Chambers. The Nittany Lions are 8-3 on the season and travel to George Mason on Sunday. Good morning, Coach Chambers. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Coach, before we get to questions from the media, could you just get us started with an opening statement on your season thus far?
We're working hard. We're building on some of the great wins that we've had, and we got to learn from some of the setbacks that we've had. We're looking for some consistency. I've been saying it since the preseason. We've been working on mental conditioning because that's what the Big Ten is, and that's what you're preparing for, especially in the non-conference, is being able to find success and then come back the very next night or two nights later and find more success. You know, we played great against Iowa, not so well, and give Wisconsin credit. But then you come out and play 20 minutes of the best basketball that I've coached or seen since I've been at Penn State. And somehow, some way, we need to play that way for 40 minutes. If you can play that way for 40 minutes night in and night out, we will give ourselves a chance to be really successful.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now open it up to questions from the media.
If you have a question at this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Casey Campbell, Great Lakes Coast.
Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Doing good. Got some good wins. Of course, the big win against Iowa. What was it like to go 1-1 in the Big Ten? You could have and had an opportunity to beat Wisconsin. What did you like about the two games against in Big Ten play in early December? What did you take away from that?
Yeah, you know what? I'm one of the coaches that did like it. It gives you a quick snapshot of what you need to work on, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and where we move from there. You know, we go from those two games. Typically, you go to Ohio State, Michigan State, or, you know, Maryland. Now, you know, you're playing GW at home, non-conference game. You get 3 days of practice. We still have four more games in the non-conference to correct things that are very correctable. And to me, I thought it was the perfect time to see where we were. You know, you go on the road at NC State, you come out of the gates, you play great, but you can't sustain it. You go to Iowa, you sustain it. You come back, and this is what we have to learn. We have to learn consistency. We have to learn mental conditioning of, you know, how do you compete the next night after a huge win for us, because we haven't won there since 2001. And that's what I'm trying to teach our team right now. That's what I'm trying to teach our leaders. You know, we got to come back and compete regardless if you're missing or making shots. So for me, great snapshot. We're progressing. We're learning a lot. I thought it came at a very good time for us and where we are.
All right. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star one. Your next question is from Adam Jolly, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Pat. I'm just wondering, you talk about that consistency and you talk about that mental maturity. You have a team with some young guys who played a lot last season, but you're still kind of young relative to the rest of the conference and the country. Is that just part of the maturation process? Like guys who got their feet wet and played some roles as freshmen, now they're really being counted on? Like, is that just part of all that?
Yeah, you know, I was just listening to Matt Painter. You know, he has seniors. You know, he can go on the road to Maryland and things go a little bit crazy. They can withstand that when you have seniors. Right now we're asking three sophomores to lead us and be consistent. Now, I think Josh Reeves has really stepped up and Shep Garner has really stepped up the last three or four games. But over the long, you know, the 8-3, you know, it's been sophomores. So there's a process here. I know Izzo has said it in the past. You can't speed up the process. We all want to cheat it. We all want to rush it. And we're exactly where we're supposed to be. Would I have liked to beat Wisconsin? Yeah, but we had to learn from that. Sure, would I have liked to beat NC State? We start out 11-0? Absolutely. But these are growing pains. So we have to understand what it takes on every single game in the Big Ten to be successful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star one.
Wow. awesome.
Okay, Coach, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it, as always.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, thanks. You as well.